If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Another day.
Yep, sure
July
is.
July 24th.
Is she leaving you finally?
No. Well, I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
She didn't remember. Mm. I don't think she knows.
Is it your birthday?
Today.
It is.
I brought you a present. That's why I brought you a present.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you thought of me.
Oh, your wife didn't?
She doesn't even remember.
Wait, she doesn't know it's your birthday?
There's no way.
Nope.
I brought you a present.
Let me give you the story. It's not come up all week. Not come up all week. Today is my birthday.
There's no way she forgot. No way.
Pop down now. Pop down. I got stories. Oh, it's funny, Jamie.
I brought you a present.
It's funny. It's got me in a world right now that I'm just so down. I'm down. Kick me. Go ahead.
Wow.
Right to the head with a boot.
So no little card sitting out? No.
Oh, no. It's even worse.
Little notes in your car. You know how, like, you leave her notes in her car on her birthday?
And oh, yeah.
You leave out a card from
Not
her?
Not just from me. From Frog yeah. and everything.
Yeah.
Go all out.
Yeah, I know.
She gets home later in the day on her birthday. There's a cake. There's gifts.
And, you get well. Not
Amazon's
like
come.
But what I like most is that you get up extra early and you have out like a whole spread for her.
Right.
So
right.
When she wakes up.
Well, it's not come up this week, and I thought maybe it's going to be.
I bet you have.
You lay low when you're ready to surprise.
Should we
somebody?
Tell him how we were invited to the surprise party on tomorrow night?
That's a nice try.
Oh, right, nice. Guys,
you know,
you're,
Jamie.
I mean, it's so uncomfortable right now. Should we tell him about the big surprise?
And you're so sad.
So that's a nice try. I know when I have a true friend. Okay, so thank you.
You're welcome.
So this morning,
yeah,
I wake up. The alarm goes off. Well, dog started barking. I had to get up a little early, but I go back to bed. Try to go. Yeah, I can't go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
But I noticed when I got up this morning, she's awake. On her phone.
Oh.
In bed, looking, scrolling. And me knowing today's July 24th.
The day.
I looked at her and I said, hey, you asleep or are you awake? What's going on? I mean, you all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. I just couldn't sleep. Well, okay, I think I'm going to go ahead
out.
And head on out to work. Head out to work. So I'm making extra noise.
Yeah,
I'm slamming a door here.
Yeah.
Just trying to get some attention. Like, oh, by the way, before you go, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Nothing. Crickets. Barely got a goodbye. She's forgotten.
So instead you got to roll over and sleep. She rolled over and slept and told you to be quiet.
She was still on her phone.
Wow.
As I walked out
the
door.
Well, she was probably, because tomorrow night, all right, I'm going to tell you, tomorrow night there's a big surprise birthday party. And so I'm sure she's getting all this stuff from Amazon. And she's like, you know, she told me not to tell.
It's crunch time, man. You got to get ready.
So we're all supposed to like, what time are we doing that thing?
About, I think it's like 6:30, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where is it? Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah. The new adult arcade.
Right. Yeah.
Here's the deal. Let's not say it because she's not listening right now.
Yeah.
Let's not say a word. And tomorrow night at 6:30, I'll show up at Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. Sweet.
Okay? And I look forward to it. And I'll act surprised when I see you
okay,
guys.
Okay. Right,
okay?
Yeah.
When I see you guys, I'll act very surprised, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay. Should I give you your present now?
Well, sure.
I'm
going to try to act excited about this, but I'm in a really bad state right now, Jamie.
I know.
It's going to take a lot to drag me out of this today.
I know, but
Until I get a text at least.
Okay.
I've got nothing.
I remember.
She's on her phone right now. And you can't even text your husband happy birthday.
All right, hold on.
I can't wait to see this.
This is ridiculous.
I didn't wrap it. It doesn't have a bow.
That's okay.
Right. It's at least you thought of me, you know?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, Jamie. the Centennial Gun Club hat?
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
It's a $30 friggin' hat.
I know.
I should have married you.
It was actually $28.
Just saying. You would have made a great wife. Oh, it's funny. Oh, it's real funny, folks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love hats.
I know you do.
You know what? Yeah, I collect hats. Well, I don't collect. I just have a lot of hats.
Yeah, a lot, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, gun club. Yeah. I like that.
I know. I got us all that's, one. That's so you. Sweet. So it's like we're a family.
Whoa. You got us all one?
I got you.
I thought this was special day.
It is. But listen, it's what? Like... It's like we're
don't tell me there's no party at Chuck E. Cheese tomorrow night.
It's like
I'm gonna really be pissed now.
It's like we're a pretend family. I got you one, my son one, and me one.
Oh, so cute.
How's our kid doing these days?
He's good. He's a great shot.
Good.
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah.
Isn't this crazy? And I'm not exaggerating right now.
That's so weird.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
I did this once, though.
You forgot it's kind her birthday? Payback.
No, I forgot my first wife's birthday. I was caught up in a wild child kind of, you know, era.
I know, but think about what it led to.
Well, I know it led to a divorce.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. She forgot your birthday, yeah, which leads to...
Well, that didn't lead to the divorce. I mean, you could pile it on.
Well, boinking the neighbor led to the divorce.
I'm just saying it's one of the worst feelings in the world. I regret it to this day. It haunts me
that you
that
forgot.
I literally forgot my wife's birthday 1 year, and it
I would add X it, just for fun.
Well, X it drove me. It still does.
Yeah, it's probably a good
still
idea.
Bothers me.
Yeah, that'd be a tough pill to swallow.
This is not helping.
Tough one. It's a tough one, man. That's you feel like a schmuck.
Miguel, you and I get each other.
Like, oh, I get it. Yeah. I'm just saying, my wife at the time.
Yeah.
It's a really crappy feeling. All right, we'll move on.
All right. I'm so sorry that she forgot.
Yeah.
Are you sure she's not listening?
I don't think so.
Because can I tell you why?
Why?
Because so what she's going to use is the word my wife.
I just got a birthday text.
Go ahead. But she's going to use it against you. Like, your birthday's ruined because of what you said.
Oh.
Even if you were getting something, she may just hold it back.
Yeah, now she's just mad at you.
I got my first birthday text of the morning.
From Pete?
No, Dave the Dwarf.
Oh, you sure did. Dave the Dwarf. Oh, my God. Dave the Dwarf remembered.
Awesome. Dave the Dwarf down in Tampa.
He remembered.
Dave.
I love you, buddy.
I should have married Dave.
You should have married him. Your wife didn't remember, but Dave the Dwarf did?
Aww. Yeah, that's the world I live in, folks. A friggin' dwarf down in Florida. Remembered.
And he's not a little person.
Wife.
I'm just going to add that.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.